content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ed Tremblay from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Tar Heel Junior Historian magazine, North Carolina History for Students. Today I'll be reading from Volume 61, Number 2, the Spring 2022 issue, which is Behind the Scenes at the North Carolina Museum of History. And we're going to begin with a message from the director. Hello, junior historians. Welcome to this issue of Tar Heel Junior Historian Magazine and our special Behind the Scenes look at your North Carolina Museum of History. This issue is all about how a museum works. I'm Ken Howard, the director of the museum. You might ask, what does a museum director do exactly? Well, as the director of the museum, I'm kind of like the captain of a ship, and our staff members are the crew. My job is to help set the course for the museum and to make sure that our museum follows that course. I work with the staff to help decide which exhibits we do, what educational programs are needed and produced, and what new artifacts to add to the museum's collection. While we look at the past to explore North Carolina history, I also look to the future to help plan what we will do to attract new visitors and to improve our exhibits and educational programs. I am currently working with our architects to design an expansion of the current museum building, including all new exhibits. This will be a 3 to 4 year project. One of the most challenging parts of my job is to raise the money from both the state as well as private individuals and companies to pay for this expansion. I really enjoy my work at the museum. I get to meet lots of interesting people, see some very interesting artifacts, and work daily with an amazing staff. I also get to learn more history every day, including from junior historians like you. We hope you have fun and learn a lot from this special behind-the-scenes peek at how we create great exhibits and programming about the history of our state. And we hope you will come visit us at the museum soon for a closer look. We can't wait to see you. Sincerely, Ken Howard. The first article is Behind the Scenes at the North Carolina Museum of History by Camille Hunt, who is the Senior Museum Registrar at the North Carolina Museum of History. She has a BA degree in history from Radford University and an MS degree in museum science from Texas Tech University. She previously worked at the Museum of Texas Tech University and the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame. Did you know that museums have been around for hundreds of years? The first recorded public museum was likely the Ashmolean Museum of Art and Archaeology in Oxford, England. It began in 1683. One of the oldest museums in the United States is the Charleston Museum in South Carolina. It was founded in 1773. Museums help us learn about our history and our cultures by sharing art, artifacts, which are objects created by a person that is of cultural or historical interest, specimens, and perhaps most important, stories. The North Carolina Museum of History was established in 1902. Newspaperman Frederick Augustus Olds, he was born in 1853 and died in 1935. Frederick Augustus Olds founded the museum after visiting all 100 counties in North Carolina. He collected artifacts and stories from people all over the state. The museum was first known as the Hall of History. Today, your North Carolina Museum of History is more than 100 years old and has more than 150,000 artifacts in its collection. The first museum I remember visiting was the Exploratorium in San Francisco, California. I was in middle school and our class went there on a field trip. We visited a few different museums and the famous Japanese Tea Garden, but the Exploratorium stands out in my mind. It was bright and colorful, and I learned about science and art and how they connect. That field trip began my lifetime love of museums. When I was in school, I had wonderful teachers who fostered my love of history. Ms. Shannon, Mr. McIntyre, Ms. Guest, Dr. Stewart, Dr. Moore, and Dr. Straw all shared their love of preserving history with me. In college, I focused on studying history. I also studied art history, and it was during those classes that I discovered the possibility of working in a museum. I saw a poster on a bulletin board that said, "Do you want to work in a museum? Take the museum studies practicum." A practicum is a course of study, such as for teachers, historians, doctors, etc. I knew right away that I was meant to work in a museum. I have worked at 5 different museums, and I have worked at the North Carolina Museum of History for more than 18 years. My job title now is Senior Registrar. Registrars keep track of and help take care of all the art and artifacts in a museum's collection. I get to work with artifacts every day. I feel so lucky to get to do what I do. At the museum, I work with so many talented people who do different things. We all work together to bring programs and exhibits to our visitors and to you. In this issue, we're going to take a special look at what happens behind the scenes at the North Carolina Museum of History, the things that aren't usually seen by the general public. You'll meet lots of different staff members and learn about what they do. You'll see the wide variety of projects that we create to bring wonderful content to our visitors, both in person and virtual online. You'll learn how an exhibit comes to life. The most common way a museum shares information is through an exhibit, which is an object or collection of objects that has been put out in a public place for people to look at. Exhibits tell the stories of so many different things. They can have thousands of artifacts or just one. They can take up many rooms or take up just one small case. Exhibits can even be online. Have you ever seen an exhibit that you thought about even after you left the museum? Working on exhibits is my favorite part of my job, from conceptualizing to brainstorming, from artifact selection to artifact staging, which is pulling the artifacts from various storage locations to one central location, and from artifact installation to exhibit opening and beyond. Every part of the process is exciting and rewarding. I've worked on dozens of exhibits, both big and small, during my career. Exhibits usually begin with an idea. At the North Carolina Museum of History, the idea is expanded upon using something very important: teamwork. Kind of like when you work on group projects with classmates. You might think the work ends when the exhibit opens, but no, there is so much more to do. Marketing staff members continue to promote the exhibit in various ways. Curators often do interviews with newspapers and TV stations. Other staff members submit photos to marketing for use for social media posts. Educators create programming that happens throughout the exhibit's run. And many resources and exhibits live on online. Then when an exhibit closes, all the artifacts need to be removed as safely as they were installed. Conservators examine each artifact for any damage before it goes back to storage, or in the case of a loan, back to its owners. After the artifacts are removed, members of the design staff break down the exhibit gallery and get it ready for the next exhibit. Life at the museum is busy, creative, challenging, and fun. Keep reading to learn more. The Hall of History, circa 1910. The North Carolina Museum of History as it appears today. This building is on East Edenton Street in Raleigh, and it opened in 1994. Sometimes exhibits are open for longer than it is safe to display some of its artifacts. For example, textiles, like the dress from the 2016 exhibit made especially for you by Willie Kay, and papers can be damaged by light. Often they will have to be switched out if an exhibit runs longer than 8 months. Paper items like this vintage Santa mask are a challenge to preserve, but are fun to look at. In 1900, Gilbert Waters created his Buggy Mobile, by combining an animal-powered carriage with a gas-powered engine. It could reach up to 35 miles an hour and maybe one of the first automobiles created in the South. This model from 1903 can currently be seen in the museum's exhibit, The Story of North Carolina. The next article is Artifacts, Exhibits, and More by Raylana Poteet, who is the chief curator. Curator is someone who helps find and bring artifacts, historical objects, into a museum's collection, studies the artifacts, and helps create exhibits about them. Your job sounds so cool. I'd love to work in a museum. I've lost track of how many times I've heard someone say something similar after telling people that I'm a museum curator. Many times, however, that exclamation is quickly followed by the question, what exactly does a curator do? History museum curators curate, or help choose and organize, artifact collections and exhibits. We select, organize, and present information for visitors, and we research and recommend artifacts that should be added to our collection. We also answer questions that people have about North Carolina history or our museum objects. We create presentations for the public, we write articles, and we research items in our collection to find out more about them. Research is a big part of our jobs. Curators aren't automatically experts on everything. Sometimes we are offered artifacts that we don't recognize. Sometimes we're assigned exhibits on topics that we're unfamiliar with. Then we have to work hard, reading and researching to learn all that we need to know to identify objects and create good exhibits that can educate our visitors. Probably the best part of our jobs is the variety. No day is the same as the next. Of course, different curators have different aspects that they enjoy about their jobs. Read on to find out what the curators at the North Carolina Museum of History like the best about being a curator. I love working with our artifacts. One of my favorite parts about being a curator is getting to work hands-on with artifacts. I often pull objects out of storage to examine them. That's not only fun and informative, it also helps me familiarize myself with the artifacts in my collecting area. In fact, we have so many artifacts in the museum that we have to keep track of them using a database called Proficio. There we record information about the artifact's history, where it came from, when it was used, why it was important, and other details. This is so helpful when we write text for exhibits. That was from Katie Edwards, curator of popular culture. Curators do a lot of writing. Luckily for me, that's my favorite part of the job. When you visit a museum and read the object labels and panels on the walls, you're usually reading a curator's writing. We must write clearly with few words so that these labels are short and easy to understand. We also write longer pieces, like articles for scholarly journals, books, or magazines, like Tar Heel Junior Historian. Cataloging is the type of writing we use to keep records about the museum's artifacts. We write short, direct catalog entries for objects to explain their physical qualities, use, and historical significance. We don't only share our work through writing, though. We also give presentations to people of all ages, both online and in person. That was from Diana Bell Kite, curator of textiles and clothing. The best part of my job is making history with other people's stuff. The best part of being a curator to me is meeting the people and listening to the stories behind the objects we bring into the museum. I get to explore a person's home, attic, barn, or business to discover things that can tell the rich and varied stories of our state. Sometimes a person collects a particular item that they are interested in. Some people inherit things from families or relatives. Objects do not have to be from famous people or worth a lot of money. Even the smallest, unappealing object can tell a valuable story. I love to see people get excited knowing that their stuff and their stories will be shared in our museum for all North Carolinians to enjoy. That was from Michael Osborne, curator of decorative arts. I like going to the source to get the story. When writing about history, you want to get the best information you can. Most of the time, that means connecting with the people who were there and lived through it. Doing this research is my favorite part of working in a museum. This could be reading letters or diaries that in some cases are hundreds of years old, or interviewing the people who donate their items to the museum. In telling a person's story, nothing is as good as using their own words. As curators, we do this often in writing exhibits and gathering all the information we can on museum artifacts. That was by Charlie Knight, curator of military history. Collaborating with groups outside the museum makes my day. When patrons visit the exhibits and programs at the North Carolina Museum of History, they oftentimes experience a culmination of collaborations between museum curators, patrons, and public. Other times, curators may be asked to go outside of the museum to give lectures and presentations to various groups. We often participate in symposiums and conferences with organizations in North Carolina and around the United States. These partnerships often help curators find artifacts and historical information that may not otherwise be in the public forum. The annual African American Cultural Celebration, the AACC, is a collaboration with individuals and organizations that have come together at the museum every year since 2001 to produce the annual kickoff to Black History Month. The AACC collaboration is a great example of why I like being a curator. That's by Earl Imes, curator of African American and Agricultural History. I love solving historical mysteries. Sometimes curators work with objects that we don't know exactly what they are, how they were used, or who used them. I love researching these objects and trying to figure out their stories by putting the historical puzzle pieces together. I'm often amazed at what the objects represent, like human creativity and problem solving. And every now and then we find something we didn't know existed. Even more incredible is how these objects can help us understand history in a new way, and by telling stories that haven't been told. And then I get the joy of watching visitors discover the objects, too. That's by Ayla Amon, curator of political and cultural history. My favorite part is making connections. Two of my favorite things about being a curator are learning about the rich history of North Carolina and making connections with the people who call this state home. I'm a new resident of the East Coast, so it is important for me to learn as much as I can about the history and culture of the groups I work with at the museum. Luckily, I've been able to go to cultural events like the museum's American Indian Heritage Celebration, the Dix Park Powwow, and some Dia de los Muertos celebrations to make new connections and learn more about the different communities. So far, it has been an adventure, and I'm excited to share all that I've learned. That's by Marcus Flores, curator of community and social history. The best part of being a curator? Creating exhibits. Why do I like working on museum exhibits for a living? Is it getting to do the historical research? Using my creativity to organize an exhibit, write the labels, and tell the stories through the objects? Is it working together with other museum professionals, editors, designers, graphic designers, registrars, conservators, educators, etc., on an exhibit team? Actually, it's all of those things. I've helped develop a wide range of exhibits on everything from historic clothing and women getting the right to vote to North Carolina's governors and Watergate, a 1970s political scandal. I enjoyed working on them all, learning new things and finding fun ways to engage visitors in learning about the topics. That was by Raylana Poteet, chief curator. And here are the photograph captions. Chief Curator Raylana Poteet takes a fun selfie while at Dressing with the Abbey. Dressing the Abbey, exhibit of costumes from the popular Downton Abbey television series, which she worked on with Curator Diana Bell-Kite. Curator Diana Bell-Kite won an award for her book, Quilt Speak, based on the quilt exhibit that she curated. some of the quilts that were on view in the exhibit. On September 30, 2019, curator Katie Edwards appeared with CBS 17 News anchor Bill Young to promote the exhibit Toy Boom that she developed. Secretary of Military and Veterans Affairs Lieutenant General Walter Gaskin and Secretary of Natural and Cultural Resources Reed Wilson present Charlie Knight, Museum Curator of Military History, with an award recognizing his work on the traveling exhibit We Wanted to Fight, Black North Carolinians in World War II. The exhibit, a portion of which is seen in the background, is part of a partnership between the North Carolina Museum of History and the North Carolina Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. Curator Ayla Amon works to rehouse artifacts. Curator Michael Osborne explores the inside of the historic kiln of Walter Stevens' Pisgah Forest Pottery in Arden in Buncombe County. Dr. John Hope Franklin autographs his book From Slavery to Freedom for Museum Curator Earl Imes during Franklin's last known interview at his home in Durham in January 2009. During that interview, Dr. Franklin discusses with his protege the Tulsa Race Riot of 1921 and his experience earning his Harvard PhD while researching at the segregated state archives of North Carolina during the 1940s. Curator Marcus Flores engages in hands-on historical research. The next article is Keepers of the Records by Courtney Hawkins, who has been part of the registration team at the North Carolina Museum of History since 2019. She earned her BA in Art History from the University of Texas and her MA in Museum Studies from the George Washington University. Before coming to the museum, she held positions in Washington, D.C. at Blair House and the National Park Service. How I got here. Have you ever wanted to touch an artifact on display in a museum, even though you knew you weren't allowed? I think anyone who has visited a museum has felt that urge to get up close and reach out and touch when they see something that sparks their curiosity. I always felt that way when I was younger. I wished I could feel and learn everything I could about it, the artifact. That feeling never went away. When I grew up and began to look into potential career paths, I recalled the wonder I felt during my museum visits as a kid. I researched and discovered that working in the museum field would be a really interesting career. And guess what? Now I am one of the few people allowed to touch the artifacts. With gloves on, of course. At the North Carolina Museum of History, as a registrar. What is a registrar? Registrar. A strange word and difficult to pronounce, just means someone whose job it is to care for and track artifacts in the museum's collection. Collection is the artifacts in a museum that form the core of its activities for registration, for research, exhibitions, and education. The North Carolina Museums of History's collection has approximately 150,000 objects. They span nearly 600 years of history and range in size from a bead to a house. At the North Carolina Museum of History, registrars work in the collections section, where the section chief, registrars, conservators, and artifact handlers do the hands-on job of caring for the collection. Some of this work includes pulling objects out of storage, cleaning artifacts, building storage boxes, packing artifacts for travel, plus exhibit installation and deinstallation. Collection staff work closely with curators as they bring artifacts into the museum. They also work with the exhibit team as they design and build exhibits around the artifacts. Registrars assist with all these tasks and also focus on the documentation linked to each artifact and exhibit. The paper trail. Paperwork starts as soon as artifacts enter the museum, and registrars keep these records even after the artifacts leave. Donations or gifts are the main way that museum acquires artifacts, but purchases, transfers, bequests, which is the gift of leaving artifacts to a museum through the provisions of a will, and loans are other ways that artifacts come to stay at the museum either permanently or for a short visit. Documentation plays an important role as registrars create and maintain paper and digital records created and relating to acquisitions, which is something added or acquired, the process of adding a new artifact to the museum's collection. Accession, which is the formal legal process of accepting an artifact into the museum's collection. Cataloging, research, inventory, loans, and deaccessions, which is the formal removal of an accessioned artifact from a museum collection. Through photographic documentation, we can track condition changes and provide researchers with more in-depth information about a particular artifact. An artifact, when acquired by the museum, loses its context when no longer used for its original purpose, so we need to create detailed documentation to help tell the story of its second life. Technology has advanced dramatically through the years, and so has the way that we document the collection. In the past, registrars would handwrite information onto individual catalog cards. Today, we 3D scan artifacts and share them online. Now you can rotate, zoom in, and handle objects through your screen rather than viewing a still image. Artifacts on the move. With such a large collection, you may not be surprised to know that the majority of the artifacts in our collection are not on display. Most of the collection is stored on-site and off-site, in on-site and off-site facilities that are environmentally controlled. Within our storage spaces, artifacts constantly move from one location to another as artifacts come in and out of the museum on a near daily basis. Artifacts also move within the museum for exhibition, photography, and outside research. Objects sometimes travel to other museums across the state, country, and even the world for outgoing loans. Careful moving and packing must occur to keep the artifacts safe. The preservation of artifacts is the main function of the collection staff, to maintain the collection for future generations while also making it accessible to the public. Much of the work done by registrars goes unnoticed by the public, but now you've had a very special look behind the scenes. We hope that helps you see that the work we do is vitally important in the function of a museum. Here are the photograph captions. Courtney Hawkins uses the museum's new 3D scanner to document an artifact in May of 2021. How do borrowed objects get to the museum? Sometimes in big crates. Jordan Madre and Courtney Hawkins open a crate of costumes for the traveling exhibit, Dressing the Abbey. At work at the records room are Jordan Madre, registrar, Courtney Hawkins, assistant registrar, Camille Hunt, senior registrar. This was from May 2021. In the last photo, Registrar Jordan Madre at work in the Sports Hall of Fame exhibit space. We've run out of time for today's episode of North Carolina History. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ed Tremblay, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.